Rolene Marks, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I missed you last week, damn it.
Yeah, well, you were traveling, gallivanting around the world. So just tell us, you gave a talk where? Was that in Miami?
Yes, so I was in Miami last week. You know, most upset that Will Smith did not cast me in the brand new Bad Boys.
I don't understand why, though. Did he not know that you were there?
I mean, hello, I had it all practiced, Howard. I had the dive, the roll, and then jump up in my high-heeled shoes and run down the road, or at least the high speed.
Just a normal day in Woody Inn, right?
Just a normal, that's how we roll here, what can I say? But
it's what you need, in fact, to be ready for Pesach shopping. I'd imagine
absolutely.
In Israel.
Yeah. It is going to be carnage in the supermarkets here a little later. But what will be really special is everybody will gather in groups to burn their chametz. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very, very special time across the country because, you know, we live our lives by the chagim, and no sooner will Pesach end and then you will see every home bedecked in blue and white with flags because we welcome in our national holidays, Yom HaShoah, very, very solemn, Yom HaZikaron, and then, of course, Yom HaAtzmaut, which is the biggest party of the year. But, yeah, I was in another party town. I was in Miami speaking at the WITSO USA conference. I gave two lectures. Very, very awesome. What a stunning community. Very humbling to hear from a lot of them who come from South America and their stories growing up in a variety of South American countries, and it made me realize what a special community I grew up in South Africa, and just what a gift we as the Jewish people have in our state of Israel, just how inspiring these women are who are absolutely dedicated to WITSO, to the state of Israel, and to Am Yisrael. It's just quite incredible.
It really is indeed. So give us a sense, because this year, of course, we've got Good Friday as well as Pesach, Passover happening at the same time. Now, the statistics that I'm looking at, the statistic that I'm looking at says that most Jewish Israelis, no matter what level of observance, will get involved in one Seder, in one form of a Seder or another.
Well, absolutely. I mean, here we call it Lila Seder. Mm. We only do one night here in Israel. And guys, we have one day less Pesach because, you know, we are here in Israel. And you can't help but be caught up in the spirit of Pesach. You know, it's the festival of freedom. We don't take lightly the lessons that come from Pesach. Everybody's frantically cooking or making sure that wherever they are deposited tonight, it will be celebratory, it will be with family, it will be with friends, and the energy that goes through this country is so pervasive. And also, you know, I say Pesach is a jewel in Israel because most restaurants gear themselves up for this time of the year. It's quite fascinating to shop because most of us in South Africa are Ashkenazim, and walking through the supermarkets, it's quite mind blowing that there's kosher Pesach rice and kosher Pesach, couscous, because you know the Sephardim eat kidneyot, Ashkenazim don't eat kidneyot, but there's allowances and things are strictly kosher Pesach for all. And of course, all of us who own animals panic because we have to make sure that the food for our animals is kosher Pesach. So it's a special time and quite mind blowing.
It really is absolutely incredible. And I remember also reading somewhere that the refuse collectors, in fact, work very hard this morning so they can make sure to even have collected the last bits of rubbish or which people have gotten rid of, the chametz, to make sure that it's nowhere near. I mean, I think that is just an unbelievable reflection on Israel sensitivity.
It is. It's truly, truly extraordinary. You know, as you said, no matter what levels of observance that, you know, you choose to partake in, this is definitely the chag. This and Yom Kippur, where everybody is involved in some way or the other. And, you know, it's also Good Friday here in Israel. It's also the start of the Easter weekend. And if you are anywhere near the Old City, it's quite tremendous to see how the Christian community is observing, especially in the Old City where it is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the site where Jesus is to have been crucified, you know, and eventually brought down. A lot of Christians gathered there to celebrate, to commemorate Easter.
Do they have walks today along the Via Dolorosa? Is that commemorated in Jerusalem?
I'm not sure exactly when. I think it could be today, but you will see many, many, many people coming in, especially many Catholic people coming in to commemorate, to do the walk, the Stations of the Cross through the Via Dolorosa over the next week. Also down at the Kotel, I think it will be on Sunday or Monday, which will be Bikat Kohanim.
Incredible.
Moment here, if you can be here.
You know, when you think about the spiritual power of the Old City of Jerusalem, and I've spoken about it once before on the show, that I did a walk. I took a colleague, a friend and a colleague who's an observant Christian, to Israel, and we went on a tour on the walk down the Via Dolorosa. And I have to tell you, I found it so moving, and I kept thinking, every Christian in the world has got to go and do this walk. You've got to walk down the Via Dolorosa. If you believe that, if this is your belief system, there's nothing more powerful, I think, than that. And then you've got the Kotel just literally meters away, the holiest point the Jews can pray at. And you've got areas where Muslims believe that Muhammad, like, it's just unbelievable when you see so much happening.
It is extraordinary. And, you know, if you walk through the Old City, you have the tomb of King David, you know, our greatest king. And right upstairs from the tomb of King David, you have the scene of the Last Supper. And Mount Moriah, where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, it is all contained in this very, very sacred, very holy, and actually very, very small place. Also with that, and we don't talk about it too often, is the Armenian Quarter, the Armenian Church, the Armenian monasteries and holy places for Armenians who came to escape the genocide in Armenia. You know, you walk through, you see posters, especially in the Armenian Quarter, calling for people not to forget the Armenian genocide. It's really a trip through time, through history. And of course, right across from the Old City, you have a view of the Mount of Olives, and who is buried on the Mount of Olives, you know, sacred people throughout our history, and also a modern day hero like Oskar Schindler, who is a righteous among the nations. So just, you know, if there's ever a time to be in Jerusalem, ever a time to, you know, observe other religions, how we keep Pesach, how people observe Easter, how they do the sacred walk, the Stations of the Cross, following in the footsteps of Jesus, that, you know, the time is now. The time is this weekend and going into next week. Very, very sacred and very, very special indeed. And don't worry, everybody, if you've been to the Kotel and you've put your prayers into its sacred cracks between the stones, they have all been cleared by Rabbonim, they have been blessed, and they have been buried in sacred ground, because every prayer that is put into the Kotel is considered very, very sacred. So it's all happening now as we speak.
And then, of course, during Chol HaMoed, during the intermediate days of Pesach, of Passover, there's an incredible amount of activities that take place. I know in some areas, museums are free. Science museums are free, so that you can take the kids there and people don't need. I mean, it's just an unbelievable event.
It is. And, you know, as you so rightly said, a lot of places are free and are open because, of course, schools are closed. So parents are wondering, you know, what do we do? What do we do with the children?
Absolutely,
so we make sure that families are catered for. And it just is really, really a special time of the year to be in Israel. I know some people prefer to go, you know, on holiday during this time. I prefer, quite frankly, to be in Israel. I love that the spirit of Pesach is so pervasive. I love to see how everybody observes. I love to see everybody getting stressed out whether or not what they're eating includes kidneyot or derivatives of such. Not a great hug for the plastic, for environmentalists who want to save on plastic. I do have to admit to that. But hopefully everybody is recycling. But really just a joyous time of the year to be here.
And Raleen, where are you for Leil Seder? Where are you for the Seder evening tonight?
Well, for Leil Seder, I am actually at a mutual friend of ours. I am at Martin. I'm at the Alperstein family because here in Moody Inn, we have created such wonderful community. So I'll be at them tonight observing the one night Leil Seder. And where are you, H?
So I'm going off to Hunter's Rest in the Michaelisburg, actually. There's a big group going. And what's so special for us, certainly, is that a lot of our family, a lot of my family will be there, and we'll all spend the time together, which is really, really something very, very special, and really greatly looking forward to that. So,
how divine. That's what this chag is all about. It's absolutely all about family. It's all about freedom. I love your op-ed in the Jewish Report this weekend on Pesach. I mean, it brings back for me so many smells of childhood, so many, you know, the smells of family, the smells of history. It's just absolutely special. And I'm really happy to be back speaking to you, Dad.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Before I let you go, just some great news. Both Madonna and J-Lo, we know, are going to be in Israel this year. Madonna coming for Eurovision, and J-Lo for her very own concert. It's the first time she's coming. Madonna, I've seen in Tel Aviv, so I know it's not her first time.
Well, of course, Roger Waters is having an epic sulk. I mean, I just think for Bereshit 2, we should send him to the moon on the shuttle, and he can whine and lament about the dark side of the moon from there. But Madonna is coming. She's going to come and perform at Eurovision. It's going to be such a party. I mean, the party really starts in Israel next month. And then J-Lo turning 50. I mean, who can believe it? Mm. Have you ever in your life?
50.
And she's bringing her party to Israel. I mean, if anyone is going to help us celebrate Howard, it's going to be us. And of course, because we are all absolutely clapping nachas and totally meshuggah of her, is Gal Gadot is here. She's in Israel to celebrate Pesach, which shows you just how special Pesach is here. I mean, you know, she doesn't care that Will Smith didn't cast me, Howard, but she's here. Maybe it's a consolation prize. And then she will also be performing at Eurovision pro bono. This is why we love our girl Gal, because she has waived her fee to come and show the world just how special and how wonderful Israel is. How she's going to do it, we don't know. Will she be in Wonder Woman costume? Who knows, Howard? Who knows? But she will be here for Eurovision promoting the state of Israel, and we are all so proud of her. So a tumultuous couple of weeks, but now we are post-election, and it's time for the party.
Absolutely, and it's time to actually breathe maybe a little bit before. That's what Pesach is all about. Raleen Marks, have a fantastic chag. Have a wonderful, wonderful Pesach. Enjoy the time with friends, and enjoy the time that you spend with just regrouping and celebrating freedom. Have a Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach, guys.